Beit Hashem, today we're going to see the last two exceptions where Mesira is permitted. So, the Mechaba in Choshen Mishpat Simon Shin Pei Ches Sif Beis says that although normally the halacha is that a Moisa must pay any damages he's incurred by the one that he's informed against, but if the Moisa has been forced into it, he's an Anos, is forced into it, whether the person who forced him into being Moisa was Jewish or not Jewish, so he's been forced into inform against another Jew, then in this situation, the Moisa is not mechuyev to pay. The Ramah says that coercion is when he's been subject to physical abuse, physical coercion, but not if it's financial coercion. Whereas the Shach is chaylik, and the Shach says, there in Sikot Nechav Beis, and he says that financial coercion is also considered to be a situation where a person's forced, and even in that situation, when he's Moisa, because he's had a financial force, he's going to be potter from paying damages in that case. The Mechaber continues, and he says that if there's a king who forced a Moisa, forced someone to inform on assets of someone who's fleeing from the king, and he goes and reveals the location of the money because of the duress, the informer is going to be potter from paying damages, because if he hadn't pointed out where the assets are, then the king, who is the force over here, would have beaten him or killed him. Okay, so that's the Mechaber and the Ramah in Simon Shin Peches. Now the shaila is, though, is it mutar lechatchila to moisa under coercion? So you're allowed to, if a person's being coerced, then he's allowed to. And according to the Shach, it'll even be with financial coercion. Or is it asa? It's just that we're saying that although it's asa, in that situation, you don't have to pay for damages b'diavad. So the Masma says it's only okay b'diavad, but like a chila, a person should not be moisa. It's just that he doesn't have to pay. Whereas the Taz there is chaylik, and he says, in that situation, it's going to be mutter even a chila. He brings in an interesting maisa, again, just to sort of give us an idea of reactions of Rabbanim through the ages. Again, let me just reiterate, we haven't yet started this, you know, explaining what the halacha is nowadays with governments who are, you know, more moral, or for lack of a better word. But here's a maisa to Rosh Chaim Sonnenfeld, that there was a Jewish youth had killed an Arab from a prominent Jerusalem family. The killing was an accident, but the terrified young man realized this would not matter. The local Arabs, headed by the victim's family, would track him down and literally tear him apart. So the youth fled to the home of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, who personally found him a safe hideout. The mayor of Jerusalem at the time, a non-Jew, confronted Rabbi Sonnenfeld with evidence that the fugitive had been seen near his home and threatened him with imprisonment if he did not cooperate with the authorities. Rabbi Sonnenfeld said the police could try to find him on their own. He was not an informer. I was prepared to go to jail. The mayor arranged for influential members of the Jewish community to threaten the Rav and pressure him to reveal the fugitive's hiding place. But Rav Sonnenfeld convinced them to desist. Jerusalem under the Turks was anything but an enlightened government, and the prison system was notoriously brutal. Certainly an exceedingly dangerous place for a Jewish rabbi. Why was Rav Yosef Chaim willing to endanger himself by shielding the young man? Because, as he explained, in this case, the culprit would not receive a fair trial and due punishment. The mob would murder him with their own hands before he ever saw the inside of a courtroom. Otherwise, he said, he would have been obligated to obey the authorities. So that's number nine. The ninth exception, which is that it's mutter to inform under duress. And although the Taz says it's mutter l'chachila, and the Shach says it's not mutter l'chachila to inform, but there's no need to pay for damages. Number 10 is, the 10th exception is, informing against someone who owes money to non-Jews. So the Ramah discusses a shaila, which is especially relevant for anyone who's an employee of a government agency, such as the tax authorities. This will be the Internal Revenue Service in the United States. This will be HMRC in England. So a Jew might owe money to a non-Jew. And his fellow Jew knows that the Yid is trying to flee in order to evade the payments. The Rama says that the informant, the person who's now going to inform on him, does not have the halachic status of Moisa, because he's not causing the Jewish debtor any additional loss. He's only causing to pay him what he owes. That's the Rama in Chosh Mishpat, Simon Shin Pei Ches if you obey. But the Rama does say, the informer, though, although he's not been over on the Issa of Masira, but he's done something wrong. Because by being Moisa, it's as if he's returning a lost item to a Nachri. Now, what does this mean? So this is a Gemara where that the whole din of a Shabbos Aveda, of returning a lost item, is specific to our relationship with fellow Jews. But if, for example, a Yid owes money to a Nachri, then he can let the debt ride until the non-Jewish creditor actively seeks repayment. And therefore, by being Moisa, again, it's not an Issa from Syria, but by telling them that Reuven owes this other non-Jew money, then he's essentially returning a non-Jew's lost item, which shouldn't normally be done. But we do pass, and it's important to know, that one should return a Nachri's lost item in order to create a Kiddush Hashem, and he's got a chiyuv to do so in order to prevent a chilul Hashem. So those are the various different exceptions to the din of Masira. And next time we're going to start discussing about whether the Issa of Masira still applies nowadays. Nowadays we're in countries where governments have been democratically elected, and generally speaking crimes are fairly judged. Does Masira still apply? So next time we're going to be discussing different approaches in the Poskim.